Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My parents decided to cancel my 14th birthday party to accommodate my spoiled younger brother. Then they reinstated it when I told everyone at school. I am a 20-year-old man, and this happened when I was 14. I have a brother that's about 6 years younger than me. He was extra coddled by my parents for having been diagnosed with high-functioning autism when he was 4. But other than that, he seems very normal, just unbelievably spoiled. And he used to get his way a lot. And by a lot, I mean nearly all the time. Anything I had, he also had to have. So that meant we had doubles of almost everything that wasn't a shared item. And anything he had that I didn't, he'd rub in my face any way he could. When I was 11, I begged my parents for a 3DS for my 12th birthday. I got one, but then was told to lend it to my brother whenever he wanted it, or else I'd have it taken away. Which it was, a lot. When my aunt found out, after seeing my parents forcibly take my 3DS out of my hands to give to my brother on one of her visits, she let loose on them for such blatant favoritism. They returned my 3DS immediately, then blamed me for the situation after my aunt left. But they didn't make me give it to my brother again. Instead, my parents went out a few days later and bought another 3DS as a surprise gift for my brother. On several of mine and other people's birthdays, my brother made a huge fuss because the party wasn't all about him, even going so far as to outright state that he was upset because he wasn't getting any gifts or getting to blow out the candles on the cake. My parents learned the hard way that they couldn't enable my brother the way they'd have liked at those parties, and were actually kicked out of a few for trying that. And because of that, other kids at his school stopped inviting him to birthday parties altogether. For me, my birthdays were some of the only days I had that I got to have about me, because otherwise my parents forced my life to revolve around my little brother. In the year prior to this story taking place, my parents ended up paying more attention to him the entire time of my 13th birthday. And they even asked me if I'd let my brother blow out my candles for me because he was upset and pouting. I refused that because I wanted to blow out my own candles. They called me a spoiled brat at first, until my aunt intervened and chastised them on their favoritism yet again, stating how much she'd noticed how my brother gets nearly everything between the two of us just because he's autistic. My parents got no support from anyone else there other than my brother, who was still crying because he wasn't getting to blow out my candles. And because he didn't get his way, he tried to outright spit on my cake out of spite. But my awesome aunt thankfully blocked him before he got the chance, then scolded him till he ran to my mum in tears. My parents took a lot of heat from the other adults there, and then promised to never ask me to let my brother blow out my candles again. But they pretty much just went through the motions for the rest of the party. My aunt then took over coordinating everything from that point onwards. The following year, a couple of weeks before my birthday, my parents sat me down and told me they were still gonna get me some gifts and a small cake, but my birthday party was effectively cancelled to avoid my brother having another meltdown. I told them I could not believe they were doing this to me, and they just seemed to shrug it off without a care. So, at school over the next week, I told my friends, my teachers, and even my school counselor. All of them were appalled by my parents' lack of consideration and empathy. The vice principal even found out and consoled me, and all of this got back to my parents through social media. My parents ended up grounding and gaslighting me for telling so many people, but that didn't stop me from still telling everyone at school that I was grounded just for being upset that my birthday was cancelled for no good reason. Now, I guess that made it a lot worse, because several of my parents' own friends, along with parents of other kids in my school, called them up or sent them Facebook messages basically saying, "What the heck is wrong with you?" Suddenly, I was ungrounded. I didn't get an apology though. My dad just walked into my room with his arms crossed, told me my grounding was over early, and then walked out. That was it. I thought my party was still cancelled because nobody said anything about it, and my brother thought it hilarious and rubbed it in my face that I wasn't going to get to celebrate, but By the end of the 2 weeks, my parents held a surprise party for me at my favourite restaurants. They then started claiming it was their intent all along. I knew it wasn't. From what I'd seen, everyone was incredibly unhappy with them for what they did, and it showed with any interactions family members had with my parents. So they ended up doing the surprise party to try and save what little of their reputations they had left. I'm pretty sure they actually had to pay through their nose that day to just accommodate me. I got dinner with all my friends at my favourite restaurant that had a small arcade, and I even got the PS4 game system I'd been jonesing for at the time. I could tell that pretty much none of it was planned and bought last minute, because my dad had a look about him that my aunt comically described as looking like a moth had flown out of his wallet. My brother, of course, made a huge fuss that I got a surprise party. But with so many of my friends and their parents there, my mum and dad finally put their feet down on my brother to stop his tantrum when he wanted to push my cake off the table. My brother ended up getting a time out for the first time since he was a toddler, and my mum had to stay with him to make sure he didn't do anything crazy. He did try several times to run to the cake or stack of presents. Who knows what he would have done were it not for the fact that at least one adult was always on guard. Even my dad stood guard to keep him away. My mum ended up having to remove my brother and herself from the party entirely and took my little brother to a McDonald's nearby so he could have fun in their play area. I heard later she spent at least an hour trying to get him to come out of the play place tube structure. And he only did so because he had to use the bathroom, then tried to run right back in again. My parents never tried to cancel my birthday again while I still lived with them, though they never again tried as hard or spent as much. For the remaining 4 years I was under their roof, my birthday parties consisted of a local pizza parlour, a cake without my name even written on it, and never again anything as expensive as a new gaming system. I don't mean to sound spoiled, but I was a bit disappointed I never got a cake with my name on it again. My aunt called my parents out on that each year, and each year they claimed they forgot to get the cake decorated. I'm pretty sure that the reason my name was never written on another cake was because my brother always refused to eat pieces of cake that had writing of someone else's name on it at any party, and they couldn't put his name on any of my cakes, or it would have looked very bad for them. But the fact that I still got a day that was just about me at all, and not my brother, was fantastic in my book. Especially because just about everything else revolved around him. During each of my remaining birthday parties, while still living at home, my brother made a fuss, and my mum took him somewhere else to calm him down. I was still required to share my PS4 with my brother, but it was mine, and I took it with me when I moved out at 18. Now, little brother didn't like that and had a huge fit till my parents went out and bought another PS4 for him. These guys are such enablers, what? When I moved out, they finally had to deal with how they'd raised my brother so spoilt, because I wasn't there to help them with him anymore. On his recent 14th birthday, he went mental at our parents for not getting him a PS5. He's now currently grounded for I don't know how long, after causing hundreds or maybe even thousands in collateral damage during that rampage. He picked up a chair and just started destroying anything that was in front of him with it. My parents just looked mentally checked out when I saw them last. My aunt has also told me they confided in her that they wish they could send my brother to military or boarding school in the future because they can't handle the monster they created anymore. But there's no way they can afford that. I'd be lying if I said I didn't find it ironically funny. Yeah, as I said whilst I was reading that, your parents are by far the biggest enablers I've ever seen. That is insane. Look, fair enough. The kid's autistic and he needs special treatment. I understand that wholeheartedly. Trust me, I do. But not to this level. Come on, not to the extent that one of your children can't even have their own birthday because of another one. That is mental. Listen, there's special treatment because your child has a mental disability, and then they're spoiling him rotten. I think the fact that your parents are now regretting how they brought him up and are wanting to send him to a military school shows exactly where they lie.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Entitled neighbor wants her kids in my garden. I am so glad to have found this subreddit because I have a legit crazy neighbor with boundary issues. I am a 29-year-old woman. I don't have any kids, but my younger sister, who is now 16, has lived with me for about 10 years. And we've got a trampoline still in our back garden from when she was younger. The neighbor to the left of me has 4 kids and moved in a year ago. 2 weeks ago, Glasgow started getting really good weather. So the kids have been out playing constantly, not an issue. They asked if I could let the kids use the trampoline one day. So I was like, sure, but only for a bit, because I have friends coming over for some drinks. 7 p.m. comes, and I ask them to go home, because my 5 friends have shown up and we're going to be drinking. Cue the crying. They leave the garden upset, but hey, that's not my issue. They've been on the trampoline for 3 hours at this point. Their mum then pops her head out of her bedroom window and asks if they can stay in the garden longer. No, I'm not your babysitter. She's annoyed, but drops it. Last week, I come home from some shopping, and to my surprise, I found all 4 of the kids in my garden, plus their younger cousin. I asked them to leave and tell them they can't just come into my garden without me there, and they didn't even ask, but they refuse. So I shout up at their mum and tell her to get them out of my garden. She says, oh, let them play for a bit. You don't even use it. Okay, but still, not your garden. Eventually we get into an argument and they leave. She's angry and shouting, saying I'm being a Karen, oh the irony, and I should let them in. I tell her not to ask again because the answer will be no. This though happened again the day after, all 4 kids plus their cousin waiting till I move the car from the drive and then heading straight into my garden when I'm gone. So I wake up this morning. I've since put a lock on the trampoline, just a small one on the mesh safety enclosure to stop them opening it up. Cause I'm petty as frick. Plus it's a Saturday. I'm not working today, it's my day off and I want a long lion. But no, the neighbor decides that at 9 a.m. this morning, her kids are being fired straight out of that house with breakfast bars and a bottle of water and heading straight into my garden. So I can hear them from my window. I look out and tell them to leave. By the time I get downstairs, the mum has descended from her house and is trying to climb the fence between our gardens, shouting about how I used to let them use it, and she's going to call the police for hitting her kids. Great, you do that. I'll be sure to show them the Ring camera footage, which coincidentally also has footage of your husband picking the lock open so your brats can use the trampoline. Wow, even the husband's involved at this point. Unbelievable. So, long story short, the entitled mother sends her kids into my garden repeatedly, even after being told not to. She actually did call the police on me for harassment and hitting her kids, but ended up getting her own husband arrested for theft and housebreaking and criminal damage. Suck it, you female dog. Now guys, that is the end of that post, but don't you worry. I know what you're saying. Is there an update? Well, today you're lucky because there is. So here is that update. The main point, I guess, is that the day after this happened, I spoke to the police about the charges and asked if they could let them go. There was a charge of theft too, because the dad had moved tools out of the way and threw them into his garden, but they got thrown back in, so I wasn't missing anything. They initially asked me if I wanted the oldest kid charged. Now she looks a lot younger, I assume she was 10, but she's actually 13, because she was the one who climbed the fence first, then went through my drive to open the gate and let the younger kids in without having to climb over. I've since seen the dad at the local shop. He just sort of apologized quickly and thanked me for letting it go. I think the realization that his daughter could have been arrested was a wake-up call. I haven't heard an explanation though. Maybe he wasn't thinking about how serious it could end up. The mum, on the other hand, absolute crazy woman. I mentioned that she told police I'd hit her kids, which is absolutely untrue, but she also decided to tell a couple of neighbors that I hit them. I actually had 2 of them ask me about this. She also put some sort of barbed wire at the top of her fence. What, to stop me climbing over? She's also chained her outdoor grill barbecue and dismantled the swing set I gave her when she moved in. And I thought I was petty. On a maybe related note, I had a visit from the SSPCA about animal abuse, even though I don't own any pets. They seem pretty annoyed about being called out for a prank, so I don't know what happened with that. Well, I think that's pretty obvious. I've also been asked about my sister's involvement with the story. I just mentioned her at the beginning because I wanted to explain why I was 29 and had a trampoline in my back garden. She also wasn't home at the time because she has clubs on. By the time she got back in, it was all over. Well, you know, I'm 24 and I've still got a trampoline in my garden, if that's any consolation. Overall though, I've not had any more issues from it. The trampoline is now gone. The kids haven't really been out because it's been raining the past week. I rarely see the dad around as he works, and the mum spends her days in her own garden being the most obnoxious Glesgaski Mar you could imagine. Now, not entirely sure what Glesgaski Mar means. I asked my editor, Stevo, who some of you know is Scottish, and even he didn't know what that means. So, none the wiser. I think it just means horrible Scottish woman. That's all I can guess. And it seems pretty likely. Gotta say, OP, legendary. Very nice of you to drop the charges. It's not petty locking your own stuff up, by the way. If you know that someone is coming without permission and using your stuff, yes, lock it up. What is going on here, by the way? It's like a whole family affair. You got the 13-year-old trying to like jump over and get around, open your gate. The dad's using bolt cutters. The mum's mental. This is just a typical entitled family. Unbelievable. And in terms of having a trampoline when you're 29 years old, they're fun. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'll tell you what there is something wrong with. If you don't click on this playlist right now of all my other entitled parent stories, it's so good. Click the playlist, also linked down in the description and the pinned comment. Sit back, relax, chill, listen to me in the background, and I'll go on and on and on for hours. You will love it. Trust me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.